I served 18 years as the state land commissioner. It started out as a 2-year term, then a 4-year term, and then it was term limited. And I served the Secretary of State for 2 terms, 8 years there, and enjoyed that. And I wasn't quite ready to retire when I ran for auditor. And a lot of things change in your life. My wife passed away about 7 years ago. Things change, and you know, I've always, I felt like I've served the people well. I've ran statewide elections, and I've been on the ballot ever since 1984. So I just decided that I think it's time, and I'm 73 years old, and I will be 75 at the end of this term.
The state Republican Party issued a statement saying with your retirement, it puts them in prime position to elect a fiscal conservative to the position. Do you think that the Democratic Party will have a tough time running someone for the position of the state auditor in this next election?
No, and I don't really think that it's I know you run as a Democrat or Republican, but I think that you can check my career, and I've been nonpartisan in all the offices that I've served, and I don't know that it makes any difference if you're fiscal conservative. You know, those labels don't actually apply, in my opinion, to the offices that I've held. Now, yes, you have control of your budget spending and those types of things. All I've tried to do is to serve the state of Arkansas to my best of my ability, and in all of those cases we've tried to keep up with technology. We've tried to improve, as we have in the Arkansas office. We have e-filing now, and I guess if you didn't want to spend any money, you wouldn't have it, and it would be loaded down with bureaucracy. So it's all a matter of how you approach it.
What would you say is the highlight of your nearly 40 years of public office?
Well, it's pretty hard to say. The most diversified was being Secretary of State, had the most employees and the most divisions and those areas. But I've had challenges in each of the offices that I've served, whether it was the Commissioner of State Lands, and we began implementing a new law, and you know, we went from collecting $400,000 to $16 million. And you know, Secretary of State, we took over just when HAVA had been passed, the Help America Vote Act, and it required a change in election procedures throughout the 75 counties in the state of Arkansas, and I had to work with all 75 counties, and that means, you know, working with them and making the law work. And then as auditor, we came into the 21st century with software and with e-filing and those types of things. So it's hard to pinpoint just one area that I could point to.
Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.